I do find it hard to believe that there's a cocktail that's called an Irish car bomb. I know it was touched on before, but I thought they'd completely eradicated the idea. However, you can buy them, and they're even advertised by some hotels.
Today I'm going to be making an Irish car bomb for you. Controversial name, delicious drink. Definitely suggest trying them for St. Patrick's Day this year here with us. What goes in it? Half shot of Bailey's Irish cream, half shot of Jameson Irish whiskey. So put that in, let those mix into the shot glass. Then half a pint of Guinness. Usually you just want it to be a little bit above the line of the shot glass, so at least when it drops, it doesn't hit and shatter. There we go. Irish car bomb for you.
Well, there's a young American woman who I presume has never been to Ireland. I'll just make that presumption. 90333105. She mentioned three companies there: Bailey's, Jameson, and Guinness. And I'd like to think all three would be distancing themselves, as I'm sure they are, from a cocktail that is called an Irish car bomb. Rob McAdam, who is a community worker, drew it to our attention. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you? Sadly, we're having this conversation rather than a positive conversation about heading into St. Patrick's Day. But it seems to be that some uneducated yank. Well, I say uneducated, not entirely, because she did draw a reference to the fact that this was controversial. But it's not controversial. It's grotesque. It's crass. It's insensitive. And it's absolutely mind-boggling that anybody 20 years on from the Belfast Agreement thinks it absolutely in any way suitable to promote a drink with the name Irish Car Bomb. The car bomb was a device that was used here, as you'll be all too familiar with, Frank, something that we've seen almost on a daily occurrence across Northern Ireland. Even into the south and in Great Britain, and it draws a lot of memories back for people. It is so hurtful, but there's something bigger in all of this, Frank, and that is the romanticisation by republicanism at times that this troubled past that we come from somehow, people think it's okay to draw humour on the back of victims of car bomb attacks here in the north.
But do you think it's down to Republicans? Is it not down to some idiot working in the drinks industry?
Well, look, we see republicanism swanning the world stage, and especially in the United States. And they have a great following in the United States, and in particular Washington and New York. And there has been this romanticism that in specific, the IRA, were some form of freedom fighters who were just out there, trying to reunite Ireland. And so the simplicity of it was that they were a terrorist organisation involved in terrorism. And I say that about all organisations, be they loyalist or Republican. They took the lives of countless people, left over 3,000 families here in the North Bank without their loved ones sitting with them today. And that legacy still very much of hurt and pain and suffering right up till 1998 there with the Yoma bombing. That legacy still very much remains in the memory of the people in Northern Ireland.
Yeah, Rob, do stay with me, because you mention the Yoma bombing, and I want to speak to one of the victims of the Yoma bombing who lost his son on that tragic day, Michael Gallagher, who's available on line two. Michael, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Frank and Rob.
Michael, I'm sure you are this morning listening to this conversation and thinking to yourself, will people ever learn?
Yeah, well, I listened to what Rob had to say. Absolutely, he's spot on. I think that this is not a part of our history that we want to be remembering, something we should be ashamed of, because a car bomb was actually developed in Northern Ireland. And for people that have been affected, that trauma never really goes away. We live with it, and we of course try and put it behind ourselves and have a normal life. But when you hear things like this, and we hear people, as Rob quite rightly says, and you have said, people that don't really understand the full implications of a car bomb. I think it's something then that we need to take a step back. It's just unbelievable, because PTSD is a major disease, if you like to call it that, that is affecting the vast majority of our population here in Northern Ireland. And we should really resign it to history. It was not a history that we should be proud of, no matter what side of the community we come from. But yeah, to name a word car bomb, to actually use the word bomb and then put car on it, I think that leaves no doubt where this is coming from.
Do you think the three senior names in the drinks industry that the woman refers to in the recipe, they should be more vocal on this? There's absolutely no suggestion whatsoever that they endorse it or they're encouraging such a cocktail. But should they be more vocal? Should they be clearly coming out and saying, we distance ourselves totally from being within the recipe of what that woman is trying to make? In what is a leading American hotel?
You're absolutely right. I think the people in that hotel should be brought to their attention the pain that has been caused over the past 40 years in this country. What the drinks companies can do, I'm not too sure. They're in the business of making money, and they will probably continue to supply the hotel. But I think somebody really should raise a voice here, and it may be complete ignorance, but they need to know that it does affect the lives of a lot of people, and it's continuing to affect them.
Yeah, I see someone on Facebook saying, how would the Americans feel if an Irish bakery was to make a 9/11 bun and market it on the anniversary of the tragedy? It's the same sort of idea, isn't it? You know, someone's trying to be funny, someone's trying to be creative, someone's trying to be different, but they're not giving any thought at all to victims.
Yeah, and you're quite right, and I wouldn't like to see 9/11 victims or 7/7 or any other victims having to, you know, it's just unbelievable that the ideas that as you quite rightly say, somebody who hasn't experienced the pain of a car bomb and really doesn't know the history of this country. There's almost 4,000 people dead, and a great deal of those people died in car bombs.
Michael, I really appreciate you coming on this morning, and I hope you have a good St. Patrick's weekend and you can keep the idea out of your mind that some people are less than thoughtful when it comes to what marketing ideas they dream up. And I appreciate your time this morning, Michael. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
It's Michael Gallagher, who lost his son, Aidan, in that OMA car bomb. Rob, is there any suggestion whatsoever that people locally are ordering these drinks?
It's not something that I would be aware of, Frank. And I think Michael paints a very eloquent picture in terms of his articulation as to how this can impact on victims. For goodness sake, if any establishment is even contemplating serving this particular drink, catch yourself on. There are victims out there who may be 30 years on, 20 years on in the case of Michael, not even 19 years, 20 years this August. But there are many families out there who still live with that painful memory of that fearful day when they lost a loved one or they were injured as a result of a car bomb. It's still very permeating throughout their memory today. So catch yourselves on. But the big thing is here, Frank, that this individual did realise that this was controversial and still decided to ignore that pain and hurt and proceed with making this video as the instructional usage and how to make this particular drink. And it's developed now into cakes and brownies and whatever else not. It needs to stop, and it needs to stop now. Now, do I think that Americans are going to listen to me? Well, you know, there was some commentary made in regards to me last night on social media. But actually, the tweet that was put out was withdrawn. And it was withdrawn because there were victims and other people who showed public support and said, remove this and remove it now. There is no place in any normalised society. And the context was drawn there. was drawn very, very readily. But if people in Belfast, and I would be equally disturbed by that, were to go and create a 9/11 bun or a cake or something of the sort and put it up for sale, there would be outcry across the world. You can guarantee that the world media would be in Belfast reporting on it. And that is the hurt and pain and suffering which victims feel. And they feel that today and have done for some years.
Okay, Rob, thank you very much. Rob McAdam, who raised the issue with us this morning. Thank you to Michael Gallagher. If you are joining us late, I'll let you hear this American, and I can only think of one word for her, idiot, who is putting this together and making it available in a leading hotel. And she starts by accepting that it's controversial. You know, the words "how dare she" is coming off my tongue because it is making me angry just looking at her. But I would like to hear from anyone who for some reason thinks that it's justified. Is there anybody at all listening to the programme who would go into this hotel or any of the other bars who would do something similar and purchase this drink?
Today I'm going to be making an Irish car bomb for you. Controversial name, delicious drink. Definitely suggest trying them for St. Patrick's Day this year here with us. What goes in it? Half shot of Bailey's Irish Cream, half shot of Jameson Irish Whiskey. So put that in. Let those mix into the shot glass. Then half a pint of Guinness. Usually you just want it to be a little bit above the line of the shot glass so at least when it drops, it doesn't hit and shatter. There we go. Irish car bomb for you.
Oh, I'm rarely angry, but I'm angry now. Good morning, 90-333-105. Let me speak to Gary, who contributes to the programme from time to time. Gary, I'm sure you're disgusted. I'm not putting words in your mouth, but go ahead.
Frank, disgusted's not the word. Controversial, I wouldn't even... Controversial is not the word even to use. It's insulting. I'm well done to Rob for highlighting it and listening to Michael again there. You know, and what it is, Frank... She's probably that much of a buffoon. She doesn't even understand it. It's transients across both communities who suffered at the hands of car bombs. You know, it's not just a one-sided thing, you know. And my point is, as someone who dug bodies up out of two major bombs and bits of bodies in Belfast, you know, you tend to put it to the back of your mind. I don't know what... It's bad for families, but it's also bad for those who help in the cleanup. I mean, you've probably got... firemen and ambulance men who put things that get way to the back of their mind, and all of a sudden this is all brought back again by some buffoon thinking that it's good to do something like this to try and make a couple of dollars in America, not realizing not caring the hurt that's caused across the Irish Sea, across the Atlantic, to both communities, both their families and the people that was involved in the cleanup after the mess that a car bomb left.
Gary, you just glossed over two horrific examples of what you witnessed down through the years, where you said you helped dig bodies and body pieces out of the rubble of two bomb attacks. And it's a reminder that people have done that, and we don't give, as you say, enough consideration to what Michael Gallagher was talking about, the post-traumatic stress disorder, that whether it's a fire officer, a police officer, an ambulance operative, or indeed a passerby, as you would have been, how do you come to terms with the like of that?
Frank, it's hard. So it is, you know. One particular one was the Shankill bomb, the one that's the most one that stands out now. I mean, I have Catholic friends, and I don't even, you know, I don't even for 1 minute think that they had anything to do with that, so I don't, but the way it is, you know, you move on. As I say, I've moved on from it. I've plenty of Catholic friends, proud to call them friends, but, I mean, they're like 9/11. The day that Shankill bomb went off, Frank, I was standing 100 yards from it, and 9/11, I'll tell you exactly what it brought back. You remember the smoke blowing up from 9/11 up those streets in New York? Well, that's the way the Shankill was. See, wee things they got bring it back to you. No, wee simple thing, you know, things that mirror it, you know, that brings it back to you. But, you mean, you always put it to the back of your mind. And it's a once-a-year thing where you pay respect to the people that was there, and you go and you lay a wee flower or something. But to have this buffoon bring this up, now, this is not a thing that hopefully it won't be, but this is a thing that she's brought up that could possibly not be a St. Paddy's Day thing, but be a thing that's all year round. That you're spotting. What about going on holiday? You know, if you're a member of one of the emergency services, or somebody who was involved in the cleanup, or one of their families, and you go to America on holiday, you happen to go into a nice hotel or a nice Irish bar, which we all do when you're on holiday, and you walk in and you see that, your holiday's ruined. It just brings it all back to you.
Totally. I can't argue with one word of it, and you use an excellent word about her, buffoon. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Good morning. Good morning. Just a few of your texts. I'm going to go to Martin in just a second. Seriously, that guy Rob is an idiot. This is Rob who raised it with us. Does he really think the IRA designed and named the drink? What an idiot. And having lived in America for years, I can honestly say they do not, the Americans, support republicanism or romanticise the IRA. They celebrate and support the Irish because the Irish helped build their country. Rob is disgusting and crass for calling that girl an uneducated yank. It is a stupid name for the drink, but certainly not anything to do with the IRA or uneducated Yanks. I live in Belfast. My friends and I quite often would have a car bomb drink. Some people are living in the past and need to move on. The drink is what it is. Give it a different name and call it. Give it a different name and we will call it that instead. Stop taking everything so seriously in life. Do you know, part of what you're saying is understandable and part of it is incredible. The bit where, of course, the Americans celebrate the Irish for the wonderful work the Irish did in America. I couldn't argue with that at all. But you say the drink is what it is. Give it a different name and we'll call it that instead. Absolutely. You know, call it a St. Patrick's special. There'll be no controversy at all. It's the name that is the problem, not the drink. Not the drink. It's the American giving it the name or the Americans giving it the name that is the issue. Not the actual cocktail. Martin's got a point. He's on line one. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Martin, you've been listening to what's been said, and everyone, with the exception of this text that I've just read out, everyone is saying that it is disgusting to call a drink an Irish car bomb.
Well, Frank, listening to what's been going on there on your show, so we're listening to people ringing in over the past 20 minutes or so, I find that, honest to God, I find that, like, I don't see what the whole big fuss is over it. It's just the name of a drink. Somebody in America, and probably if you hadn't even mentioned this, Frank, there would have been no talk of it. But I certainly have been in bars in Belfast, and I've heard barmen talking about this drink, and I didn't feel offended by it. In fact, I sort of seen the funny side of it, but I can understand where people that have lost loved ones through car bombs, on both sides, and certainly listening to some of your listeners ringing in and blaming it on one side of the community, I can't understand. I actually laughed when I heard it.
Having said that, Martin, there's been quite a bit of commentary about both sides of the community suffering from car bombs, and car bombs were used by terrorists on both sides. But, you know, my producer has given me a note on the screen, which I find incredible, if you don't mind me saying it, considering what you are saying, because I was about to ask you the question, have you ever experienced loss through a car bomb? And I see from a note on the screen that you yourself are a victim, and this is what you're saying. You lost a relative.
I did in McGurk's Bar, North Queen Street. I lost an uncle. But when I listened to that drink, the name of that drink, I not for one minute thought of, when I laughed, that it was offensive, no, or I was being wrong. I could see the funny side of it.
Let me stop you there again, Martin, because I do want you to take me on this short journey, if you don't mind, but I still want you to take me on it. And from my memory, I believe the McGurk's bar bombing was not actually a car bomb. It was, I'm almost certain, was some form of bag or some form of a package that was in McGurk's. Not that this makes any difference, but it wasn't a car bomb that was outside McGurk's from my memory. Now, am I right on that? I am right on that. Yes, I am.
I'm right on that.
Yeah, but Martin, it still doesn't excuse what you're saying. I want you to just explain to me, because I'm at a total loss here as to where the humour is in the name of the cocktail. So could you explain to me how it crossed your mind as being it's a wee bit funny?
Well, I tell you this, Frank. If you go into the basement bar on a Friday evening and you ask for that drink and there's people around you, I did not see one person not laugh that was dancing around me.
Is this bar in Northern Ireland?
This is the basement bar beside the City Hall.
So if I can go into a bar in Belfast, just because I need to keep up here on this story myself. You're telling me I can go into a bar in Belfast, go up to the bartender and say, "Big fella, I want an Irish car bomb."
Certain bars, yeah. It's not, this isn't only new. This has been around a few years now.
Well, I do understand it isn't new because we've touched on it before, but we thought we'd managed to eradicate it with the condemnation of a few years ago. We're sickened by what we're saying on Twitter and on Facebook and on social media today on the countdown to St. Patrick's Day. I'm doubly sickened that I can go into a bar in Belfast, and I'm quite sure, you mentioned a bar. The people who work in the basement bar may quite understandably come on to us and say, under no circumstances do we provide that service. I'm quite sure that they may say that, and they're well entitled to say it, but you feel that you can go in, you can talk about it, and people will laugh. You're not guaranteeing here that the bartender will know what you're talking about, but you do say that you can go in and people have an understanding of what you're talking about, and some of the punters there will have a laugh. Is that really what you're saying?
What I'm saying, Frank, is they're not actually laughing at the fact people were killed here with car bombs on both sides. They're laughing at the fact that, oh my God, a name. There is other drinks called bombs, but in this case it's a car bomb because, after all, we know that there's all these different cocktails going around now, and it could well be that this American person that supposedly invented this name doesn't realize that there could be those that would be offended by it.
Okay, Martin. You put your point eloquently, and I have maybe to admit here that I should accept that there could be a bartender in America who mightn't get it. But a bartender anywhere on the island of Ireland, I would expect that bloke or that girl to totally get it. But Martin gets a laugh from it, and he lost a relative in the McGurk's tragedy. And I suppose everybody's different, and Martin's a whole lot different from me, and I've got to accept that. Johnny's on this line. Morning, Johnny. What's your opinion, please?
Yes, good morning, Frank. Thanks for the opportunity. I just think that it's insensitive at best, Frank, and probably if, say, for example, in Belfast, they had a Boston Bomber cocktail or a 9/11 cocktail, I would like to think that we wouldn't do it and that the Americans themselves would be disgusted at it. Having seen the devastation that car bombs have caused in my county of South Derry, it's a real sensitive issue. I know we need to sometimes move on in life, and we're all trying to do that in Northern Ireland, Frank. And you personally, I think, are a great example of it, to be much more kind of community-based, community-focused, and bringing the people of Northern Ireland together. Sometimes I think the Americans just don't get what really happened in our six counties. And unfortunately, what we did to each other as a people, Frank,
I'm slightly more concerned that you can order this drink in Northern Ireland, and I have no evidence whatsoever that the bar mentioned provides it or the staff would understand what you were talking about. I can only take from Martin that him and his mates in the bar know what it is. So when they would go up to order it, him and his pals have a laugh at the idea of the name of the cocktail. Would you be disappointed if it was available in a bar in Northern Ireland?
Well, I would personally would be, but I suppose a combination could be gallows humour, or it could just be, unfortunately, people with their own histories and their own pasts almost seeing it as a nod and a wink to what they see would be a cause that was worth fighting for, you know, Frank. But we should never be too shocked or surprised, unfortunately, what people will laugh at. And we've seen that, unfortunately, evidence on both sides of the community over the years, you know, that's been insensitive and indeed inappropriate.
Yeah, absolutely. Johnny, thank you. 02890 333 105, 077 66 105 105. Get to more of your texts very shortly. Thomas, good morning, Thomas. What do you think?
Good morning, Frank. Frank, I think people are being a wee bit naive, and you saying there as well that they might not know what an Irish car bomb is. You know what I mean? I was in Boston 20 odd years ago, and every Irish bar in Boston had a jar, and they collected money for the IRA. So they know fine rightly what it is. But I think it's very sad that guy on there. I think it's a sad mindset that fella, that he had a relative killed in McGurk's, because, I mean, there's no way in this earth he would be on defending a cocktail if it was called, like, if a Bloody Mary was renamed the Shankill Butcher or something, or a cocktail was named after UVF or UFF bombers that killed people, you know. So, and that Irish car bomb, I mean, if it was called an Ulster car bomb, and it was to make things fun, or a cocktail, or a bun. I mean, that girl's not the only person that does this, Frank. This comes up every year, especially on St. Patrick's Day, because there was a girl last year that was making cupcakes with the same thing, and this was all raised on social media. So, I mean, I don't see any mindset at all, whether you're a Republican or a Loyalist, where you would find a thing called a UVF car bomb, or an IRA car bomb, or an Ulster car bomb, or an Irish car bomb acceptable or funny. It's quite sad.
Yeah, and you know, that's exactly what I'm saying. You may have joined the programme a wee bit later, Thomas, when I was saying that maybe she didn't understand. I'm scraping the barrel looking for some excuse for her, because I've called her an idiot and a buffoon earlier in the show. And the reason that I give the rider of maybe she didn't understand, she's across in America. I'm so shocked that people in Northern Ireland are ordering the darn drink. That's what surprises me. And when you say an Irish car bomb, it's neither, you know, celebrating a Republican bomb or celebrating a Loyalist bomb. It's celebrating bombing per se. The killing of innocent people, the length and breadth of the island of Ireland. That's what an Irish car bomb drink is doing.
Well, that's it, Frank. I don't understand the mindset of some people here. I mean, I can honestly come on as a Loyalist, as you know, and say that a car bomb blowing up McGurk's, well, whenever the IRA or whenever the UVF murdered innocent Catholics sitting in a bar, or a car bomb at the Beardo in the Shankill when the IRA murdered innocent Protestants in a bar. I mean, I can honestly say that they were both sectarian and both wrong. And if it was a cocktail made after any of them, I can come on and I will honestly tell you that is completely and utterly wrong. And I think it's a bit sad that some people within our community here, and it seems to be one side, that's sort of saying that it's acceptable and it's okay. I find that a bit sad, to be honest.
Well, there's only been one person who said it was okay. This was Michael, who found it funny. But it's equally paying tribute.
There is people defending it, you know.
Of course, but I'm talking about people who are contributing to this program. If an Irish car bomb, to me, when I think of it, is no more an IRA car bomb than it is a UVF car bomb in Monaghan or Dublin. It is a car bomb. It is planted by terrorists and it is killing innocent people. And people who put that cocktail together are celebrating that. And anyone who's ever suffered at the hands of a car bomb will be affected by it. I've an experience of suffering at the hands of a car bomb, an attack on our own shop when I was a child. Now, no one was injured. the shop was destroyed. But it's still my memory of what a car bomb does. It takes away a family's livelihood. It takes away a family's home. It takes away a family's possessions. And in some cases, sadly, it takes away a family's life. But regardless of what it does, whether it is minor damage or devastation leading to multiple death, there is no reason ever to have a cocktail to celebrate it.
Well, that's the point, Frank. It's a sad mindset. I mean, that there's not a chance on this earth that that lady in America would have something named after a bomb that happened in America, because, quite frankly, I would say the police would arrest her and our shop would be closed down. I think it's a bit sad that the people over there would find it acceptable in a bar. I mean, obviously, if you don't like the bar, just don't go into the bar. But, I mean, whenever if people are going into that bar and they're thinking it's okay for food or drink to be called after basically sectarian bombers in Ireland or Ulster or Northern Ireland or whatever you want to call them, I think it's totally unacceptable in any way, shape or form.
Okay, Thomas, thank you. I'll get to your texts and your emails because I don't want to misrepresent you. There may be some people who are firing emails at me one after the other who think maybe that it is a good idea. Eric is in touch with us. Very emotional, according to the producer. He experienced a car bomb 46 years ago in Donegal Street. Apparently, it was the first car bomb used by the IRA. He saw body parts in the street. He finds the naming of the drink very upsetting, and he says this has been handled very well. So, Eric, thank you for getting in touch with us. This texter says, Frank, the person who made the cocktail is bound to have known the name would offend. The fact that it is made under Irish ingredients, it tells its own tale. While most Americans abhor things that went on in the Troubles, we must remember that US organisations raised thousands of pounds for the IRA over the years. It's disgusting and deliberate, says Mike. This one says, great to hear Thomas back on the programme, Frank, after him accusing you of being aligned to the Republican movement because you're in the GAA, says Martin. Martin, good morning to you. Thomas can come on this programme any time. It doesn't mean we have to necessarily agree with him. We are open for bottle or draft, as you know. Anyone can come on this programme as long as they don't break the law. St. Patrick's Day has nothing to do with Republicanism. He is a saint and should be celebrated with a day in honour of him, and to name that drink for St. Patrick's Day is unacceptable. This one says, why are people blaming Americans for this drink? A lot of bars I go to in America have never heard of the drink. Many countries I have been to call it a car bomb. It's called an Irish car bomb because the ingredients are Irish. Stop blaming Americans. Many bars in Belfast serve this drink. Can't we discuss something positive for St. Patrick's Day for a change? Of course we'll do loads of positivity, but I'm saddened, really I'm saddened to hear, and I didn't know this, I'm not in bars often enough, but I didn't know that there are many bars in Northern Ireland who serve the Irish car bomb. I simply didn't know that. I'm learning that this morning, and I am, to be honest, sickened by it. What else is coming up here? Let me see. Good morning, Frank. How would an American feel if, yes, this point comes up quite a bit, if we had a Boston bomber or a 9/11 bomber as an available drink? And Willie's across in Sweden. He says, the black and tans were notorious in Ireland, but the fact someone names a drink a black and tan isn't a reason for hysteria over it. There was a similar point as well about a drink called the Spitfire. People saying, would we be offended by that? I get a sense of you splitting hairs on this one. John has a point. Good morning, John.
Morning, Frank. How are you? Well?
I'm very well, John. Fire away.
Good. Glad to hear it. Look, Frank, I would just like to say to all your listeners this morning, good morning, snowflakes. What are you offended by today? I think it's just nothing but clever marketing that'll sell drinks. And at the end of the day, Frank, answer me this. What happens when you're offended, Frank?
Well, John, just let me address the first point. I'm going to suggest very clearly that this is absolutely nothing to do with marketing for the three companies named in the woman's ingredients. She makes reference to Jameson, she makes reference to Guinness, and she makes reference to Bailey's. And there is no way that those companies would be suggesting that their ingredients are used in a drink called an Irish Car Bomb. It may be good marketing by the individual hotel in America to put it up on Facebook and YouTube and say, come to our hotel and drink an Irish Car Bomb for St. Patrick's Day. But to say and to suggest that people are snowflakes because they're offended, I presume, John, and I'm just maybe jumping to a conclusion here, that you've never been in a car bomb, in the aftermath of a car bomb, or had anyone affected by a car bomb?
I'm talking to you now, Frank. It's quite obvious I haven't been in a car bomb, but I just the second point.
Well, John, people have survived car bombs. This is the reality. People have survived it. People have lost their belongings, their property, and their goods to car bombs. People have lost limbs to car bombs. People have survived car bombs. People have been walking down the street when a car bomb has gone off. As Gary was explaining to us, they've dug in the rubble to take people, to take the victims out from under the, the mortar and the stones. That's being affected by a car bomb. Are they snowflakes, John?
It's a general point I'm making, Frank, about being offended, because when you're offended, nothing happens. Nothing happens at all when you're offended. You know, you sort of get over it, you know. But, that's basically the point I had to make, Frank, to be honest with you. I mean, at the end of the day, the cocktails and shots and stuff, they're drank by the younger generation, not the older generation. And over here as well, Frank, haven't we done well? There hasn't been a car bomb in quite a few years, you know. We've moved on rightly since the times that you're talking about. And, you know, I think it's just a little petty, to be honest with you, Frank.
Okay. Sadly, there have been some recent examples of cars being booby-trapped and bombs being attached to them. But I get the point that John is making about car bombs on a massive scale, or car bombs outside business premises, not as prevalent as they would have been. 0289033105, 077 66 105 105. Are we snowflakes? By snowflakes, of course, he means incredibly easily offended. Mary on line three, what do you think, Mary?
Frank, I would like you to throw it out to your listeners. What effect does this drink have on the person that's taken it? We all know the effect of a car bomb. Do they lash out? Do they hurt people around them? What is in this drink that is so strong? You can tell with the drinks they're calling out that's going into it. It's whiskies. It's bound to have some backlash on the person taking such a large amount of drink.
Yeah, but that's another argument, isn't it? You could take as much drink as you like and be as reckless as you want with your own health, but that's a different point from why they call this an Irish car bomb.
No, what I mean is, what if... do they lash out? Do they fight with it in them? That's an awful strong drink, Frank.
Yeah, it is a very...
go into one drink.
Yeah, it is a strong drink, but there are many similar drinks that are equally as strong. It's the way this fizzes and buzzes in the glass, that it sort of explodes on the tongue. That's the reason behind it having the bomb effect. And because it is Irish ingredients, they're calling it an Irish car bomb at the expense of the victims of many Irish car bombs that were going off for 30 years.
Well, me personally, if I knew a bar that was selling it, I wouldn't go back to the bar.
Are you disappointed to hear that bars in Northern Ireland are actually selling it?
I can't believe. Were they born after the Troubles or something? Is there something wrong with them? Is their mindset not the same as the older generation?
That's exactly how I feel, Mary. You've summed up how I feel. Only one bar has been mentioned this morning, and we have no evidence that that bar actually sells the Irish car bomb, or indeed that it would know how to make the cocktail. But we know from one of the punters that some of the punters fully understand what an Irish car bomb is. This text is from Phil. He says, I was a soldier for 15 years in the Royal Irish Regiment. I had two car bombs under my car through the times of the Troubles, and I now suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder after 10 years on from leaving the forces. I can't believe this is a drink that is named the way it is named. Even listening to the comments on the radio has just set me back months of work with doctors and psychiatrists. I'm now unable to leave the house. Who are are these callers? Some of them are a disgrace to have them on the radio about this subject. Please, please, please read this out. This is madness that people can say what they're saying. What an absolute idiot this American woman is who's advertising the cocktail. And that's from Phil, who's suffering from his experiences of being attacked during the Troubles. 90 333 105 077 66 105 105.